Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 12th of June. Yeah, little Sunday episode. She must be obeyed, still in quarantine. Not being well, bless her. Come back with some old bug, done a COVID test. It's not that, so it is obviously just something that Ari picked up at nursery. So we've, kept her locked up, kept her locked in the dungeons. Right, what am I doing? I just thought I'd drop in, do a quick pod. See, England failed to win again last night. Once again, one. As all these things play out, and the good joy of doing 1,000 pods is, obviously it's over a time span now of 3 years, is pretty much what I say for all the shit I get for it, eventually plays out. He is an absolute fraud, as Poch was. You know, Poch, arguably the best Spurs squad for 30, 40 years. Couldn't get him over the line. And this guy will be exactly the same. Talented, probably the most talented group of players we've had for a long time, with tournament setups all falling our way. World Cup where nobody, all the other big teams managed to knock it themselves out or hadn't made it. And then a European Championships at home. And he failed, and he'll fail miserably in that nonsense in Qatar, and then hopefully he'll sod off and we can get on. But by then the players are getting older, and what's coming up behind won't be good enough. So, wasted. So yes, another thing I'll be right about. Rwanda, I'll be right about that. Absolute nonsense. Absolute zero chance of it achieving what they're saying it's going to achieve. I could go into all the reasons why, but it's absolute nonsense. Of course, the racist anti-immigration people don't see anything other than get them out of our country. Massive cost to something that will be an epic fail. And that's what annoys me about governing. It's just now, just do something to appeal to a group of people. This sort of short-termism, nonsense that is a way of governing. There's absolutely no way that Rwanda plan does what they're saying it's going to do. All it does is appease the racists. Quite amazing that Priti Patel, who is from a family of immigrants and her father ended up in UKIP, and she's turned into one of the nastiest people you could possibly have at the top. Absolutely repulsive. But there we go. Belated happy birthday to Kelly, it still makes me laugh. It still makes me laugh. It was her birthday yesterday. It just still makes me laugh that Kelly met Kevin Kelly and got married and became Kelly Kelly. You had a lovely birthday, Kelly. Didn't do a pod yesterday, so couldn't wish it to you. I guess the only downside of that is having to go out for dinner with your husband. There you go. No, I hope you all had a lovely little birthday. There you go. And on a similar theme, we got an anniversary today. You get Kelly. We got Jeff and Steph. Even that makes me. I don't know why I find this childish. I know Jeff and Steph. Happy anniversary. Seeing Jeff on Thursday. He's going to give me a few shots on the golf course because he's a bit of a bandit. But Jeff and Steph, I hope you have a wonderful anniversary. Jeff, make sure you look after Steph. And take your saucepans out somewhere. Have a lovely little day. Jeff and Steph, Kelly. Posted a little picture of myself last night, and I made you all laugh. After my pod I did when I talked about my supreme dating prowess, my best man forwarded me a couple of pictures from that. He listened to the pod, and God knows where he dug them out from. I mean, they are. What makes me laugh is people commenting as if they're still the same as they were when they were 36, 37. You've got to be able to laugh at yourself. I knew it would cause some consternation when I put that out. There, don't I look ridiculous? What are the shorts all about? But there you go. That was me, Ariston Juve shirt. I did like Juve as a kid. Juve and Spurs were the two teams I liked. Don't ask me why. I have no idea why I liked Juve, but that's just the way it was. But that, what a beautiful little picture and pose that is. See the pins on me, see, because I was running then. I used to do a lot of running. Ran for English schools. I had proper pins, 400, 800, 1500, 3000, did it all then. I probably couldn't run 1000 then, but there you go. Still got it, machine. But what a picture that is, honestly. That is something else. What else have we got? Oh, right. So, yeah, just a couple of recaps. Obviously, we've got Royal Ascot this week, starting Tuesday through to Saturday. So, 5 days. I've posted out the race card. Andy Richmond will be doing a race card all 5 days. Pace maps, I think there's 35 races he'll be covering, you know, 20 to 25 of them. Won't be doing the two-year-old races, but be covering all the big handicaps and big races with his pace maps, his synopsis, and some trading angles. So for what will be about £1.20, £1.25 a race, something like that, if that sort of thing interests you, well worth getting involved. Andy really is very, very good at what he does, and the people who've used it and used it properly and want to learn speak very highly of it. So that is available. I emailed out, and it's in the Telegram group. I'll drop another email out tomorrow, and that will be available then from about 11:30 on Tuesday. And in the 1,000th episode, obviously I talked of the winning £1,000. We'll keep that open till the end of June. So you've got, 18 days left to go to www.ftsincome.co.uk testimonials. Submit us a testimonial and 2 entries for a written one, 5 entries for a video one. Can be for anything. You know, you can do it for this podcast. I don't get anything for this podcast. So if you're worried about, you might profit out of it. It's really just a sort of, as we move from me just helping with the trading and things to help Dave really get promoting the other side of it. So if you'd help him out, that'd be great. And you will get the chance, you'll get £1,000, but probably more importantly, you'll get the method of how to trade it, which is worth more than £1,000. But there you go. So if you want to enter that, do so. We'll keep that open till the 30th of June, draw it the first week of July, and I'll announce the winner on a podcast, and then I'll hold a Zoom with the winner the third week of July, probably before the football season starts, and get you all set up. That's that. Fixtures come out this week, don't they? Is it the 16th, the fixtures for the Premier League? Find out who Spurs are going to beat this week, this season. I think we're going to win the old league this year. All over it. Obviously, I made some references the last 2 podcasts to people criticising, and you get all email. And thank you for the people who sent testimonials in. Thank you for the people who also about the podcast. You know, a lot of people said congrats on 1,000 episodes, and that is quite an achievement. You know, and obviously people say to me, ignore the trolls. And I do, don't get me wrong, I don't take it personally. Always, whatever, when you're in situations like this, whatever, you know, you only need to look on social media and things, you're always going to get 2 or 3. As I said, 99.9% of people are absolutely brilliant on FTS, and I don't take things personally at all. You know, I'm one of the best at laughing at myself. I wouldn't post pictures of myself looking ridiculous as a 15, 16-year-old. But, you know, occasionally people just get you absolutely wrapped up. And I think all you have to think about, and I've sort of hinted to this on this podcast before, is most people who, and this is sort of again a bit of life advice, most people who don't really know you, who are having a pop, so you take social media abuse or whatever it may be, you know, people abusing footballers and actors, and you know, some of the stuff that horse race trainers, when you look at that, you know, obviously I follow a fair few horse race trainers just out of interest, and the abuse when their horses run badly, you know, death threats and all sorts, and most people who are doing that aren't interested in what they're saying. They're interested in benefiting themselves, and we see it in the gambling community. People, you know, I say it all the time, people who want to make themselves look better and look at me and I'm better than this person, that's what they're doing it for. You know, they're just knobs, and occasionally they wind me up. But you know, there's all you have to do is try and focus on your own self and your own time. And as we move, you know, a lot of people now, I'm dealing with a lot of people. I mean, as I said the other day, I mean, I did Zooms on Thursday night. Celtic fan, Leeds fan, you know, Celtic fan, Leeds fan. Leeds fan came on, great big Leeds tattoo on his arm. First thing I said, when we win some money, we'll get that off. We'll have a cockerel there. Celtic, Leeds, West Ham and Liverpool. I mean, what a Thursday night that is. Honestly, all we need to do is throw a gooner in there. I'll be off the old dart for crossing. But I've been talking to people about setups, and I think the one thing that I see is people focus on problems. And the more you focus on problems and negativity and what's happened, the more you'll see more problems. And I truly believe that. I'm a very, very positive person. You know, people can call it arrogance, oh, he's good at everything. No, it's not. There's plenty that I'm shit at. I just don't talk about it. Because why would I? What's the point in doing that? As I've said, watch me ice skate. Fuck me, it's like Bambi. I don't do it and I don't talk about it. Why would I? I think you've got to focus on you know, is that kind of you reap what you sow? If you focus on everything you shit at and you keep going, oh, you know, sucks your ass, oh, you know, I'm one of your hardest projects, I'm never. Yeah, well, focus on the positive side, not the fucking negative side. Because the more you focus on problems, the more problems you'll see. And I know it's not easy for some people, but that's, you know, if you focus, make your focus forward. So as you're going into this season, just setting yourself up positively. I'm going to be really positive about what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, what I'm going to do it. You'll be amazed at, you know, and it's not just, oh, think positively, it'll happen. But if you're thinking negatively, it almost certainly will be negative. But it'll get you in a frame of mind to start to move forward. You know, look at what look at what we're grateful for. There's people far worse than us. There's people, you know, see, one of the things on Twitter that really upsets me is when you see missing kids and things. I think two this week, a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old missing. Just imagine being that parent. Look what's happening in Ukraine. Look what's happening in Yemen. You know, people are arguing about golfers earning $125 million. Dustin Johnson coming on pleading poverty. It's fucking unbelievable. Look what's going on in the world. Be grateful for what you've got, no matter how small it might be. And focus on moving yourself forward. You know, as I've talked about, making goals. Stop dwelling on the past. People always dwell on the past. Or even, you know, dwell on the past, worry about going forward. You know, fear, worry, anxiety, stress, it just all builds stress that you don't need. And I know it can be hard to move past that, but you need to be focused on what you can do today. Get up today and what you can do. And, you know, as I say, the people who annoy me are the ones who make excuses. It's always an excuse. It's always somebody else's fault. Always kind of batting other people down to make up for their own sort of shortcomings. Focus on you. You know, overthinking things, assuming things, just allow things to play out. Trying to, assumption is another one. Oh, I thought that was going to happen. I thought, you know, you will feel much better. And I think all of it falls down in nobody is perfect, and stop trying to be perfect. Just move yourself forward. You know, learn from your mistakes. You know, as I've said, my mum used to say, you make a mistake once, you're an idiot if you make it twice. You know, the old Einstein saying of doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. You know, learn from your mistakes, learn from where you failed, and look to move it forward. And day by day, just get up in the day, write a plan for that day. If you struggle to live like that, just get up and write a plan for that day. This is what I'm going to do today. Tick it off as you go. You'll be amazed at how more productive you can, and stop trying to be perfect all the time. I think all that, I don't know what that is. I think all that, no idea what that noise was. You know, that overanalysis of systems, people trying to find perfect systems and all that. It's how you work yourself out. And one of the best things for life, genuinely, smile and laugh more. I do a lot of this for a laugh. There's not a day in my life that I don't laugh at something. My dog makes me laugh. You lot make me laugh. That picture last night made me laugh. Just try and smile and laugh more, because it... scientifically proven that it helps you. But I think, yeah, I've gone off on a tangent again, didn't I? I was just talking about trolls, really, and it moved in. But I just think, you know, talking to those guys the other night, and four varying guys, all in different situations, all with different things going on, all support crap football teams. But I just sort of thought, you know, I came off it, and this isn't any one of them. Again, I'll be thinking, is it me? Is it me? No, it's just an overarching view of I'm talking to lots of people about the season set up, moving forward, and some are in good places, some aren't. But focus not on the problems, focus on being positive, focus on moving forward, focus on what you can do today. Ignore what other people think, because it really doesn't matter. They are only doing it for themselves. Stop assuming things are going to be the worst. You know, we've talked in the previous podcast about setting goals. Set some goals, write them down, make them measurable, you know, achievable. Learn from your mistakes and stop trying to be perfect. And you'll put yourself in a better place. Anyway, that's enough of that. That is Sunday morning. I only really made this pod to wish Jeff and Steph a happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, Jeff and Steph. And happy birthday for yesterday. Crazy goddess. If you haven't seen my picture, it's on Twitter. And then somebody kindly posted it in the Telegram group. I am an absolute Adonis. I am the Ariston Adonis. What have I got? Tomorrow's Monday, isn't it? Tomorrow I'll do a pod. Alicia Keys tomorrow. I'm absolutely excited about it. Did you see her in that? I didn't watch all that Platinum thing, but I fizzed through on iPlayer. She was just miles better than anybody else, miles better. The others, flipping dearie me, Rod Stewart, somebody should have taken him out, shouldn't they? Flipping, give it up, son. And Simon Le Bon, do me a favour, Christ almighty. What is that all about? But Alicia Keys is someone I've wanted to see for years. I saw her doing something, I can't remember what it was, where she was playing two pianos at once. She sort of sat astride a stool playing two at once. She's got a fantastic voice. In New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made of. I can't wait. So yeah, I've got that at the O2 tomorrow. She must be obeyed. I didn't know whether she was coming or not, because I didn't know whether she'd still be in Malta. But then when she was coming back, she said, yeah, I want to go. But she's in quarantine, so I've binned her off out. And I'm taking somebody else now. So there you go. Right, arrivederci. Oh, and the golf's gone well. We've got Finau in the lead. Burns tied second. McIlroy's obviously up there, but your position should be all be good now. Again, really pleased, you know. It's all about the analysis. Really pleased with how I looked at that tournament. I said Burns, of all of them, I thought was priced. And I said if Finau can get his putter going, you know, watch round one and let's see how his putter goes. He gained 3 strokes on the field yesterday. He gained and he gained over half a stroke on day one and day two. So his game is, as I said in the pod, definitely trending better. But if he'd been negative against the field putter with the first day, I am... certainly wouldn't be tied for the lead, and I would have had binned him off. And just giving you that opportunity to look at it, you know, I am starting to worry about whether Fitzpatrick has got a win in him. I mean, he should have been 4-5 clear after round two. I think he's definitely got a bit of a mental block about winning over there. So, as I said, I'll be interested to see how he finishes tonight, what his price is. But... I know some of you are enjoying that. I know it's only once a week, unfortunately. We'd love to have more of that, and people have asked to do the European Tour. I do put a tremendous amount of time into that. There's no real shortcut. It's just one where you've got to do hard work. You've got to start to know your players. You've got to look their stats up. You know, something I might, down the line, speak to people about getting API feeds to pull some of this stat info in, but... I'm just over the moon with how it's worked out. I mean, I've done this solidly now for well over a year, and it really is proving a solid method. So those of you who followed, Finau is up there. I don't know how you've left your positions, but you certainly shouldn't be in a negative position, and hopefully you've done all right. I still think that Sam Burns is a massive... I mean, obviously you've got McIlroy, Thomas and Burns up there. I'm not sure that Tony will hold on myself, but I think Sam Burns is a massive runner, and I'm going to tell you now, McIlroy. I'll stick my neck out. McIlroy won't win it. There you go. And as for that other thing that was played, Liv, they've now got Reed, DeChambeau, but it just looks an absolute load of nonsense. I don't think anything where you remove the competition and shotgun starts and all that, it's, you know, for me, stick it, absolute nonsense. You know, I'm not doubting that more players will go because of the money, but that is all they're going for, the actual golfing spectacle. You've got Charles Schwartzel winning more money than he's ever won before. beating a bloke, Henny Du Plessis, that people wouldn't have even heard of, you know, unless you do follow golf. So, nonsense. Anyway, right, have a lovely Sunday. Happy anniversary again, Jeff and Steph. It's great, Jeff and Steph. What's your name, Jeff? My name, I'm Steph. Jeff Steph. Sorry, I can't, I'm childish. Little things just appeal to me. Right, have a lovely Sunday. You guys have a great day out, Jeff and Steph. And I'll see you Thursday, Jeff. Going to give you a right old pasting on that golf course, son. Put you right in your place. You'll never play again. You'll want to cut a foot off your club so you can get the lid on the dustbin. Right, I'll see you all on... I'll speak to you all tomorrow before I go and say I might have a little bit of Alicia Keys medley tomorrow. I'll be all excited in the morning. Don't I talk some shit? Right, arrivederci.